was it 801, okay?
901.
901, okay. Okay, we'll have roll call.
Charlie Hawkins.
Here.
Dennis Olison.
Here.
Harry Robinson.
Here.
Paul Greeno.
Here.
Bonnie Onion and Clark Kottner and Steve Lawrenson have requested to be excused.
We have a motion, please.
So move. Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries 4-0. Next item on the agenda is the consent agenda. And we have approval of bills in the amount of $71,519.80. Advance pay in the amount of $5,892.08. Approval of the December 9th, 2013 council meeting minutes. Approval of the December 16th, 2013 study session meeting minutes. And the interlocal agreement with the Whatcom Humane Society. Interlocal agreement with the Business Licensing Services. Indigent Defense Service contract. Award of the LED contract. Contract amendment with the Birch Bay Water and Sewer District, and Resolution 1631-13, revision to preliminary population and employment projections for the 2016 comprehensive plan.
Move approval. Second.
Any questions or comments regarding the consent agenda? Please note that Mr. Clark Kottner has joined us. Clark, we have come to the consent agenda. Do you want to get a pack from the back there? Or
do you want? Here, yeah, I just have one question.
Okay, go ahead, Clark. Yes.
On the Indigent Defense Services, what was the cost for 2013? Anybody know?
I could look that up for you and give you what the total cost was.
And I guess the other part is, what did we budget for 2014?
We'll have to look at it. I think it's about $30,000.
Do you need that before you go through the program? No. I'm just interested.
We'll get that information for you, Councilman.
Yeah, it might be interesting to have all for all council. Maybe. You might want to write an email. Clark, we have just gone through those consent agendas. If you have any questions or comments.
No.
Okay. Okay, we have a motion on the table. If we could call for the vote. All in favor of the consent agenda?
Aye.
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 Opposed? The consent agenda is passed 5-0. Next item on the agenda is the written communications. Sherry, would you care to go over the written communications?
We received an email dated December 12th from Eric and Jeanette Davidson regarding the Neighborhood Association and Church Potluck. That was to take place on the 16th of December, and that was also the time that the council had the study session with the Park and Cemetery Board. We received an email dated December 12th from Connor Edwards regarding public record requests, which I am working on.
What was that involved?
The request was for the current contracts for the collective bargaining.
Okay. Connor Edwards? Do we know who he is? Is he just a local citizen? Or?
He's with an organization. I can't remember the name of it off the top of my head. Let me see if I got it right here. He's with myfreedomfoundation.org.
Well, okay. And so we complied with it? Or?
I have communicated with him, and the information will be provided to him.
Okay.
And then we received a fax dated December 19th from Harborlands Company regarding lunch at the Blue Heron to discuss ideas to attract business and developers to Glen.
Okay. Okay, thank you very much, Sherry. Any new business or old business?
I've got a question about the lights. Everything turned out okay. I mean, we okayed it, but a little bit about it.
Yeah, with the lighting contract, we had the consultant that works for TIB or through TIB to evaluate the bidders simply because we had such a big spread between them. And to and also, this was a performance-based bid, so the bid package of each one was about 2 inches thick, and part of that's to make sure that the products they have are going to use to install the LEDs meet all the standards. And so there was a fairly lengthy process to go through and verify that they were actually all meeting spec. There were a couple that didn't meet spec, but we did go with the low bidder. And the low bidder was a competent bid, so that's who we selected. And the low bidder also just got done with the TIB pilot program in Cooley and the city of Cooley Dam, and very successful project. And so so now they also have a proven track record doing this with the city in Washington.
When are they going to start?
Probably mid-January to mid-February. Part of it is based on receiving the parts and receiving all the orders and stuff. Any other questions?
I had a, just as a matter of interest, I had a gentleman show up at my door from the city, and he said, we've got a request here from you to change the light bulb in the light in front of your house. The only problem is there is no light in front of your house.
Clark, was that your question?
The guy had my name and my address and the whole bit, and with a demand that it be due December the 20th. And I went, I looked at him, I haven't got a clue what in the world you're talking about. And there is no light in front of my house. I mean, there's no light standard at all. I don't know where. But it was funny. We had a laugh about it. But I don't know where in that. Where, it came in through the SRA.
I have so good laugh.
Yeah. Yeah, I know, but ours is a totally dark area. I mean, there's not a light standard anywhere close to where we are.
As long as he gave you service with a smile,
yeah,
I'm fine.
But he was a really, I'm just going to say, he was a very, very nice gentleman. And I thought he was, we ended up having a good laugh trying to figure out when the hell he was going to change his light bulb.
Well, you should have told him I'll put the light standard in.
I think I was going to suggest maybe that putting a light standard in would be a good idea. But that was kind of my experience with the city that day. Okay, is there any other new business? Sherry, is there anything that we should be taking into consideration for our January 1st meeting? What is there, any specifics that we've got to cover in our January 1st meeting?
The January 1st meeting is an organizational meeting for the council.
Okay.
And we will be doing the oaths of office. And I will put together a list and provide it to the council members of what we'll be doing. Okay. The one thing I do want to mention while we're at it, though, is did anybody ever sign up for any of the webinars that were happening around the state for through AWC for any training?
I haven't.
Okay. Well, if council's interested in it later, maybe I can either
Is that something we can bring up at the January meeting? Are there some dates in advance?
They were given for December, and so I didn't know if anybody had signed up. I had sent out an email to the council members, and AWC did also. Okay.
So that's going to be an organizational meeting?
The first meeting in December in January will
so,
be.
So we have four that have to be sworn in?
I'm sorry?
There's four members that have to be sworn in.
Well, and I swore
Steve hasn't been sworn in yet.
Well, I swore him in the office because he wasn't going to be at the meeting.
Okay, so he's already
night.
Been sworn in. So yeah. He could have swore in another four.
Okay. Well, that's what I did. When council member is appointed, once they're actually elected by the citizens, they get sworn in immediately and start their actual term right then.
Any other questions, gentlemen?
Excuse me, Mayor. I do have a comment.
Yes, sir.
So the first official meeting of the council is the meeting you just discussed, but there's a meeting prior to that. The week before is a workshop with the Planning Commission. And I just wanted to remind you of that. And one of the things that will happen, you heard that Harbor, that's Joel Douglas's company, has been organizing a meeting. I think Councilman Cotner has been talking with him and Ken Imus, just to give you a heads up. And they've got some ideas and thoughts. I've invited Michael to attend the luncheon with us so that could be brought forward if that's what Mr. Cotner wants to do.
Well, Ken Imus is going to come also. Ken and his son, and Joel.
I think, Mayor, you've been invited.
Yeah.
So just to give a heads up to the council, I think there's some ideas that they have they want to talk about relative to what their thoughts and ideas are about planning and zoning and land use and all those things for the city. And the timing of it is based upon the workshop that we're going to have on that same day in the afternoon. So just wanted to give you a reminder that meeting is scheduled. We're Monday night, and then we're going to have the meeting at lunchtime. So what comes out of that will probably be discussed as part of your overall discussion. I have asked Michael to attend with us because I think he's our foremost knowledgeable person who can answer questions at the lunch or respond to things that are something we can do or can't do. I don't want to leave that lunch with the idea that we're going to have the ability to do something we can't by state law or regulation. But on the other hand, I think that's a interesting plan we're going to work through.
Is there anyone from the Planning Commission going to be included?
Included in the meeting on the 6th at the lunch. The city manager has been working with the other parties, and they had coordinated the meeting to include the group that was invited. And so no one from the Planning Commission was included in that invitee list. I'm sure if we were to send out a request, one or two of them might be interested in coming, but that hasn't happened.
Okay, I just was going to get put on.
So that could happen, though. I mean, I thought about that, too.
I don't know if, that, Mark, maybe you want to give that some thought.
I don't really care. It might be a good idea. But
at least ahead of the, you know. The
so maybe, Michael, you could contact the chair?
Yes.
And see what their interest is? That'd be great. I think that's a good idea.
Because they're obviously the ones that get to work on this stuff.
And I could hear firsthand what the interests and concerns and options might be.
I think it would be good for them to hear it, because basically what this is they're just going to express what they perceive as roadblocks to development in and ask. They're not going to ask for anything particular, I don't think, but I pretty well got that contained. It was just like, it's kind of like a wish list for these guys and then for everybody to hear it, and then for Michael and Dave to tell them what they can't do.
Then they can debate it.
It's a big sit down, is what it is, and I hope it's productive.
I really do think it would be valuable to have somebody from the Planning Commission at least get to hear what these gentlemen have to say.
If
that can be arranged.
Well, I'll certainly extend an invitation, contact the chair.
Yeah, that would be fine, because I think we're getting a lot of people, and it would be, everybody's got something to say. We could be there all day.
Question is,
are they looking at just the downtown area?
No.
So the intention of the meeting, the workshop, of course, is for the council to have a face-to-face with the Planning Commission to give some direction on what they're thinking of for the next year's work plan. I think the commission has some interest in learning more about that. And this comes from really, a couple of times this past year where the commission recommended some things to the council which were different than what the council ultimately decided upon. So I think the idea, of course, is you don't want your planning commission making recommendations that get reversed. But pretty soon there's going to be a problem for them, and I'm concerned a bit about that. So this is a chance to kind of talk at a very high level about the direction the council wants to go, the ideas and thoughts you might have. And so the lunch meeting really is more specific to things that would encourage business and development. And that's obviously plays into land use and some other things that would be talked about Monday night.
One of the thoughts I have is for the new year is I think it would be helpful if we could ask Mr. Kurtz, Mr. Connolly, to come in and put on a presentation as to where they're at in terms of their development. I mean, we've been working on Grandis Pond for, Michael, how many years? Almost 7-8 years now. And obviously we're sort of getting into a place where they have to make a decision as to whether they're going to have something in the immediate future. Mm-hmm. And I think it would be valuable if we could ask Mr. Hertz to come in and address the council and just bring us up to date as to where he's at, what they're thinking, and what their thought process is. And 2014 is going to be the year, or they're going to hold off a little longer.
I'm sure they'd be glad to do that.
And I think with Mr. Connolly as well. I
mean, yep.
Those are two major developments. And what happens is we sort of drift along without really having any communication going on between the council and them. And it might be helpful if they would bring us up to date as to what their status is. Because there are things that we should be doing to help them if it's possible.
I can contact them related to that and see if they're interested in coming in. Like I say, I think they would more likely than not be glad to do that.
Okay. Any other ideas?
Mr. Mayor, I would just refresh the council's memory that it's probably a month ago now. I provided a list of topics for the Planning Commission City Council joint study session, and that really is our focus, unless council wants to talk about some other things that night. So far, no one from council has indicated to me that there were other topics that you wanted to discuss. So I'm moving forward based upon the fact that the meeting on the 6th will be primarily around those issues, and they related to downtown development and a wide variety of other issues. But things that have come up in the past couple years, some of them are longer than that, and trying to make a determination on what some priorities are and also getting some direction on how to address some of those issues. As the city manager had mentioned, the idea of having the Planning Commission generally work towards something that the council is thinking they want to see rather than create something and council decide that's not what we meant. And the biggest issue there is, I mean, there certainly are political issues and there are challenges with a government that has direct branches going in opposite directions, but more importantly, I think, is just the consumption of time. There's only so many meetings in a year or in a month, and the commission can take a long time going through things. And when we get that completed, we hope to bring you something that council is happy with, and that is a big part of their desire to meet with you.
How much time is going to be taken up with the comp plan? Is that on the 2014 agenda? Or?
It is. It's we're going to be docketing it during your first regular meeting in January, and so there will be a fair amount of time related to that. I hope that a lot of what we'll be doing in 2014 is relatively straightforward. Land use, public facilities, some of those elements are not related. I don't think we'll have really big changes coming forward. So it shouldn't eat up the majority of the calendar, but it could eat up a fair amount of time. And again, it all depends upon how efficiently the commission moves through those issues and also how much public participation there is on. You know, if one or two people come to a meeting, that means a certain amount of time is allocated that way. If 100 people come to a meeting, it suddenly becomes a much lengthier process, which is a good thing,
yeah.
But it's just the reality of moving through the process.
The other thing, David, I'm just sort of thinking of ahead into 2014. One of the things I think that we want to give some thought during that process, during 2014, is marketing of the airport. And I don't know whether you want to address that as a sort of separate issue, but my way of thinking, I think we should, as a council, have some ideas as to what, if anything, we can do to perhaps maybe advertise or hire someone to real estate broker, or are there things that we can be doing as a council to support
the marketing of that property?
Well, certainly there's going to be a response to our request for qualifications in January. We're getting phone calls with that. The council's already approved Hebert kind of being on board with us. He's been working with various consultants who have an interest in it. So you're going to be looking at some type of public-private partnership with some firm who would be then either the master developer of the entire site or parts of the site, depending upon what we come forward with. So that's going to be a big decision point, because there's going to be lots of discussion about how to fund it and pay for it. There's also conversations we've been having about using the RED funds for economic development purposes. There's obviously the city's been using those funds to help businesses and promoting business. The city can also use it for its own purposes. And so some of those purposes are going to include that marketing potentially, but also I think a major work effort that I'm going to try to be part of this year is just cleaning up the city and cleaning up some of these dilapidated buildings. And we brought in a police officer to help with some of that. Planning department's going to help with some of that. I'm going to personally be involved in that. So there's going to be money available or needed for that project as well. So there's several uses of that RED funds, which I think fall within the bucket of economic development. So, and I think that's the primary resource that we have for that, because the general fund can't support it directly, I don't think. So you'll be seeing a lot of that come forward in January and February.
That's great.
Yeah, because I think that should be on our sort of priority list.
It is a high priority.
How do we find a way to market that more successfully than we have in the past?
Dave, that the document for the requests, is that just about ready to go?
Mm-hmm. I've kind of been deferring it a bit, because I keep learning every time I get ready to finish it more things. So, for example, last week we met with a fellow has the EB-5 program, and he's apparently gotten that original document approved. He sent us a copy of it. I sent some copies back or some comments back, but he's happy including that document for that approval in the request for qualification. So it's 99.9% finished. I'm just waiting for the first of the year now. I didn't want to send that out over the Christmas holiday. It was just going to sit on someone's desk, and then we would be.
And then at some point there has to be a decision made on a selection.
Yes. So with Economic Development Committee that we have, we'll rejoin that committee, reassemble it first part of the year. And we had talked about adding some new members to that. We'll do that task. And then that group will be the ones that I think will help sort out and prioritize the top candidates. Hopefully there's two or three. And then interview those folks and then make a recommendation to council. That's my first quarter work plan for that project.
On the EB-5 program, I just wanted to provide a little clarification. Originally, that was talked about as the downtown hotel and conference center facility, and that was what the focus of that whole discussion was. That was not approved in the EB-5 program. In fact, they ultimately removed that from their request because it was going to cause their program to not be approved. So just to be clear, I don't want you to leave this meeting in the impression that the hotel downtown conference center was an approved EB-5 funding component. The proposal was approved for industrial manufacturing type development, and they believe it could easily be expanded to include Blaine once they have their original approval, which is already on the books. So, I could see you taking from this discussion the idea that the downtown hotel funding component was approved. It was not.
Thank you, Mike.
What basically was approved? You're talking about industrial area?
Industrial development. It was approved in King and Snohomish County, and it's expandable to other counties in Washington State, so they were very interested in potentially expanding it to Waukegan County to include Blaine, and that's what we talked about with the consultant, or the
That was so with Andy?
With Andy Young, yes.
Okay. And we're working closely with the port on development as well. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay, any other comments or questions? Any business?
If not, go ahead, Charlie?
Working with the court, there seems like in the past there's been, sometimes it seems like the court kind of has their interest first. The city, I mean, they're huge compared to us, I mean, as far as what they want to do. I mean, that's, to me, in the past, has been a, kind of an issue when they want to do stuff. They want to explore, you know, not necessarily they want to help us as much as we need the help or something like that. I mean, that's just a comment.
That's a good comment. Thank you.
One thing, Charlie, I don't think we have a lot of communication directly with the commissioners. Board commissioners, and there is a new commissioner coming on board, and perhaps maybe that would be an opportunity for us to sort of have a session with them.
Sure.
During the year, particularly with the new Robbins on board, that you know, maybe we should be sitting down as a group, you know, maybe just having a let's talk about what your ideas of Blaine are and what our ideas, and see if we at least get our opportunity to tell them what we think we should happen on that property or our side of the property, and maybe get them to be persuaded that we really need the help.
Yes.
Okay. Anything else? If not, I'll adjourn the meeting.